Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sounds real good tonight. Play John. Play Frank. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah. You already know what type of time I'm on. I've been in here for a minute, freshly back from the Prudential Center. I didn't even have a worry about that game tonight. I went to go see the Devils opener. I'm listening to John and Susan call the game. I'm watching on HBO Max on my phone. I drew a little crowd in the Prudential Center of Yankee fans. Shout out to the Yankee fans that I got to meet as we stood there and watched Aaron Judge, the New York Yankees, with Gerrit Cole, punch their ticket to the 2024 American League Championship Series, the 19th one in history, you know, most all time. This is what they do. All is right in the world when the Yankees win. It was a cold day today, October air. I just knew. I had no doubts. And now you turn the page. It's October 11th, and we celebrate. 888-808-1019. They pop champagne. Oh, I just am happy these guys have had all these champagne showers. And there's another one and another one, man. I'm in here watching the YES Network. Booney is talking to these guys. And a theme for tonight is like, these are our guys. Aaron Boone is our manager. Aaron Boone is doing what he's supposed to do. As much as you guys have called WFAN to talk about Giancarlo Stanton, his body, his contract, even in the last couple days, it's crazy to me how many people are talking about moving Stanton up to four in the lineup. But like 3 days ago, you guys wanted Dominguez to DH and to sit him on the bench. Giancarlo Stanton is a Yankee in year seven. That's our guy. His mama call him Clay, I'ma call him Clay. No more pray. Even though I still will throw up a couple prayers when he enters the game, because you never know. It's different. Like Stanton, Clay Holmes has a slow heartbeat. In the postseason, oh, he's postseason ready. Clay is getting the job done. Clay is actually getting me fired up. Let's go, Clay Holmes. Yo, Gleyber Torres. I will eat my words on Gleyber Torres, Clay Holmes. I know I said Clay Holmes shouldn't be on the postseason roster. As a closer, I thought that would be nonsense. And out of fear that he would be the closer and they would go to him, I didn't want him on there. He's been great this first series. The whole bullpen has been great. New York Penn Station, all stops here. They have given up zero runs. Goose egg, nada, zilch, zero. But Gleyber Torres, man, the farewell tour for Gleyber Torres. Wait, hold on. Let's see how this goes. Who knows? I mean, some of you guys are ready to get rid of Daniel Jones. A couple good games with Daniel Jones. You're ready to keep him on the roster. 888-808-1019. I mean, with Gleyber, I know I said, man, we can't have him on the team in October. I wanted him traded because I was in fear of him making a bonehead mistake. But he's needed, man. He's needed as the leadoff hitter. He's needed at the top of that lineup and his defense. And he's a part of this team. Gleyber Torres, congratulations. That's our guy. He's going to his third American League championship. And you know who he won't have to see? He won't have to see Lil Altuve. He won't have to see Lil Bregman. Get him up out of here. The Houston Astros are way out of here. We don't know who we're going to see. I'd like to see the Tigers because I'm still salty about 2012. I watched that defeat on South Lincoln and Ocean Township in my girlfriend's house, who's now my wife. You know, watched it on the couch there and still feel some type of way about the Tigers and A.J. Hinch. Yeah, I'd like to smack A.J. Hinch and put the baby Tiger Cubs out of their misery. But Cleveland, this is for you. The Guardians bounce back tonight, and Tarek Skubal's got to go in a game five for Detroit. So who knows with that? But that's for another day, man. For this quick little two-hour show I have on tonight, I'm just happy. And Mets fans, just fall back. Let us enjoy tonight. I know it's been Mets mania, and it's been getting a little OD, like a little crazy. Y'all overdoing it. Like, we're forgetting. So, like, Mets aren't taking back the town. Just please don't call me and ask me about a Subway Series tonight. Let Yankee fans have their time. This is what we're supposed to do. This is where the Yankees are supposed to be. I am just hoping that in four wins, these young Yankee fans can see their team in the World Series. And for us older Yankee fans like myself and guys probably some 40 years older than me, you can just restore that feeling. 888-808-1019. It's all good in the hood. It's all right in the world when they're lighting up the Empire State Building blue and white for the New York Yankees. When the Yankees are knocking out the Royals, who, you know, they were cute. Mikel Garcia, chill. Chill. You don't want any smoke. They were a cute little, first-round battle, first-round series. And I was thinking about how our season ended last year against the Kansas City Royals, and how the Yankees had to fight to be 82-80 to be above 500, and then the Royals had to fight to not have their worst record in their franchise history. They didn't want to lose 107 games. They lost 106. Well, we end their season this year, and, you know, I'm thinking about the Yankees, and especially how some Met fans are trying to minimize the Yankees getting to the championship series versus the Mets. No. We had a very Met-like season last year. We were 82-80 last year. This is the get back. This is the bounce back. This is the return. The New York Yankees are going to the American League Championship Series again. It's twice in 3 years. It's great. It feels good. There's some different characters in there that weren't there before, obviously. You know, Weavy Wonder, Luke Weaver. How about Luke Weaver? He's our guy as well. Got him for nada. Got him for nothing. He was tweaking coming off the mound. He looked like 11 from Stranger Things. I like it. I don't mind it. 888-808-1019. I'm going to get off the line. I'm going to let Yankee fans call up and talk about the game. Aaron Judge. All rise. I just couldn't get it out of my mind. I knew he was going to break through today. I was up last night. I was tweeting out old things. I was putting stuff out about, you know, the synergy between Gerrit Cole, the synergy between him and Judge, and how they have historic milestones and things. Shout out to Yankees Light on Twitter, who wrote this up last year. I might have to play the cut that I used for Tell Me Something Cool when I was doing that. But, you know, she put out there, Cole's first postseason start with the Yankees. Judge homered on the fourth pitch of the game, setting the tone. When Cole pitched a complete game, 129-pitch shutout on a hot summer day in Houston, it was Judge's third inning home run off Zach Greinke that represented the sole run of the game. On the night Cole broke the Yankees' single-season strikeout record, Judge broke the Yankee single-season home run record. And today, when Cole pitched a nine-inning shutout to clinch his first-ever Cy Young Award, Judge homered twice. That was last year. So I put that all out on Twitter to just kind of get the good vibes and juju together for today. And on a night where you're dependent on 4-5 and 9-9 to go out and lead you to victory to clinch because you just knew that was going to go down. You knew these road warriors, these guys being 52 and 31 on the road, you knew they were going to get it done. The highest paid players on the team led the way. Cole goes 7 innings, 6 hits, 1 earned run, striking out 4. Judge gets on base 3 times. He steals a base. And yeah, I'm in the Prudential Center, and that double that he hit in the gap had people acting like he hit a homer. It was great. So, man, it's good to be a Yankee fan. Yankee universe, let's enjoy it tonight. Balance has been restored. The American League Championship returns to the Bronx, New York, the greatest stage. I'll see you there Monday. Avery in the Bronx, first up on the Fan. Go for it.
Hello?
Hello.
What's up, Keith? First of all, I want to thank you for coming to the school yesterday. It was a pleasure to having you there.
Of course. Shout out to SAR High School. It was a pleasure being a guest and being invited to come speak to you guys. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. The thing I wanted to address tonight was, you know, what an awesome win. The bats were alive. 9 hits tonight. Wish we had a little bit more runs, but the main thing was, you know, Giancarlo. A huge night. Cole shoved. We need that from our ace. You know, I was really nervous with Holmes coming in because he hasn't been that great in those late-game situations. And he came in, proved me wrong, shut the door down, and, like, you know, Luke was amazing. So I want to know your thoughts going into this next round, how the rotation should look. You know, is Stroman getting on that roster, like, with Cortez and Rizzo? Like, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about Stroman. I'm not worried about Stroman. The first guy that comes to my mind is Rizzo, though. How's Rizzo's fingers healing up? How's he feeling? Not for nothing, though. John Birdie has been way better than anybody even probably thought or expected at first base. The 2 games that we saw him turning double plays. I mean, that guy, even as the 9-hitter in the lineup, the speed that he has, him getting on base, him getting a knock, him working a walk. Like, John Birdie, when you think about John Birdie, we got him because DJ got hurt in spring training, and they didn't want Oswaldo to just be our only option at third base, so they trade for the veteran, and here he's getting some run, and I think it's such a solid player to have late in the season when you kind of need guys, you need bodies, and you don't have Rizzo. But yeah, I'm not really sure about the roster yet. I'm not worried about Marcus Stroman. Thanks for the call, Avery. I think it's funny, right? Yankee fans are hilarious, and that's why I say the greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. Half the Yankee fans are telling you have to leave Stanton in the lineup. He's going to run into one, and then once he runs into one, he's going to keep hitting like you saw him do tonight. Another 2 hits. Ribby. And the other half of Yankee fans are saying, no, you got to take him out of the lineup. He can't run. Put Dominguez in at DH. And I'm just like, Dominguez has never played in the postseason. You're going to take out a guy that's got postseason, like, proven numbers and records and You know, so here we are now with the Stroman stuff. Some of you same Yankee fans that are asking, is Stroman going to be on the roster for the next round? Are probably some of the same Yankee fans that were trolling him years ago, that were getting blocked by him years ago, or just this year, didn't want him on the team. 888-808-1019. Now you're worried about whether he's going to be like, I'm not worried about whether he's going to be on the postseason roster. I'm worried about, like, who's pitching? Who's pitching Monday? What's the deal with Luis Gil? I know he's a rookie, but he was so solid for us this year. Is he just going to not play a part in this at all? Are we not going to find a way to use him? Maybe we will in the next round. What about Carlos Rodon? Like, is there a way for us to get Carlos Rodon to follow up what he did for those first couple innings and just, like, not unravel? Or maybe we have, I don't know. That's the type of stuff I'm worried about. The lineup is the lineup. You don't start changing the lineup now. You don't start tweaking the lineup now. I know a lot of you guys are down on Austin Wells, but I remind you that he's a rookie. And I also remind you that earlier in this year, we were down on him too. And then out of nowhere, he got going. And then, you know, he had some hard hit balls in the beginning of the year that just were some bad luck. Man, Volpe had some hard hit balls in this series tonight. Like, Volpe is going to have a hit coming up this week in Yankee Stadium. He's going to connect on one. Remember, I'm telling you this. He's going to hit one, either a bases clearing double or hit one out opposite field, like short porch, something that's going to rock that place. And it's going to be a postseason moment in the American League Championship for our shortstop. 888-808-1019. What else from this game? Yeah, Gleyber Torres at the top of the order. Gleyber Torres with two hits. You know, Gleyber Torres and Juan Soto getting the Yankees, like, man, scoring early. No first inning runs? Yes. First inning run where it's just like you get one on the board, you know you have a lead. It just gives you a better feel. Like I said, I had no doubts today. I woke up today, I was like, I'm going to the Devils game regardless. Like, I'll figure out how to watch the game in there. I'll listen to the game. I'm not going to sweat this game out. There's nothing to sweat. There was nothing to sweat. Something else I had in my notes. All you Yankee fans are talking about, we got a pinch run for Stanton. He can't run. We're leaving runs off the board. Well, you got your pinch run. Duke Ellis got in the game. I don't know, man. I'm just happy that they advanced. I'm happy for Yankee fans that get to see their team in the Final Four. Get to see them not have to face Houston in the ALCS. Like, that's whack. And people think that, like, I'm not shook of Houston, bro. That, like, am I shook of Houston or at home? But you want to see someone else, no? Like, you want to see a different jersey. You want to see a different fan base. Let Detroit come to New York. I don't even want to see the Guardians. I just think their name is dumb. And we saw them in the DS. I'm good. Bring the Tigers. Bring the baby Tiger Cubs and AJ Hinch. And let these young guys step in the Yankee Stadium and feel what that's like. And then realize, hey, we've gone way too far. This is the big show. Man, you got to love it. I mean, on a night like this where it's just the Yankees and no Mets, Yankee fans can just really sit back and think about the season that was. Think about the journey. Think about the fact that, like, for the most part, man, these guys stayed healthy. Judge stayed healthy, playing center field all year, all right? This was the year that they went to get Juan Soto. And the year that they get Juan Soto, they're back in the American League Championship Series, and Soto's going to do it. Soto will do it in this next one. I think this is like, I'm so ready for Judge, too, because now you're seeing Judge is there. I was a little bit upset with Judge two nights ago, obviously, with the check swing. And, I mean, the ground out or the ground in a double play to start the game. People were down on Judgy, but he's right there, man. And he worked two walks, stole a base, had that extra base hit. And I just know that, like, when he gets back to Yankee Stadium on Monday, he's back in the flow of things. And I don't think he'll be so tight and pressing. And, oh, what happens, you know, eight hits tonight. What happens when the Yankees put together double-digit hits? What happens when the Yankees win games that they're scoring eight runs? You know, not grinding out one-run, two-run wins. Like, when you think about the three wins in the series, they won 6-5, 3-2, 3-1. And they did that without the long ball from Judge, Soto. You know, you had Gleyber hit one out. You had Jazz Chisholm hit one out in a loss. You had Stanton hit one out. But these are the Bronx Bombers. Wait till they start hitting home runs in the Bronx. It's going to turn up. It's going to be lit. I was joking with somebody about, you know, how, like, you know, City Field is a great look. And I thought that was a great scene for Mets fans. It's almost like AI. You know how we're seeing all these AI pictures of, like, what, like, a championship parade would look like? But I'm like, Yankee Stadium, even though it's the new stadium, like, we know what that looks like. We know what Yankee Stadium looks like lit up. We know what River Ave looks like lit up. And it's about to be for this next week. Tis the postseason. It's the most wonderful time, man. I love it. So we can break right here. It's 20-minute open. I won't take any calls. It'll give us some time to stack some calls. This show is going to go quick. I'll stack some stats, some information. We'll give you the schedule of the ALCS. We can talk a little bit about the Guardians and the Tigers and where they're at and what we can expect. We'll talk a little bit of Yankees postseason history. And yeah, call me up. Let's live in it. Let's enjoy it. The New York Yankees are back in the American League Championship Series, but you already knew that. That was the whole thing. That was the whole goal. Bouncing back from 82-80, adding Juan Soto to this team. They found a way to get to the championship series, and they're four wins away from a pennant and eight wins away from 28.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.
Need to get out of a meeting? Call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS Live on Paramount Plus.
Yeah. Let's do it. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. 888-808-1019. It's the Fan in New York. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. I'm a Yankee fan. I root for the Yankees. I care about the Yankees. Like, a lot. I'm going to all these games. I watch all these games. I've been doing this since I was a kid. I don't think that I'm baseball savant. I don't think that I'm a baseball nerd, but I'm in the Yankee culture, bro. Like, I'm one of those Yankee fans, and I love all y'all for real. Like, there's just a different energy, a different vibe with Yankee fans, and you know what I'm talking about. Like, it's our time again, and all the talk about this being a cakewalk and this being the year, well, here we are in the American League Championship. Got the first round out of the way. They can send whoever, whether it's the Guardians or the Tigers, not worried about that. The world will be watching the greatest stage as the New York Yankees take on whoever it is. And I'll see you there. And I'll be back every night to host on the Fan and talk about it right after. So let's get right back to the phones and talk to you guys about what you saw. Champagne showers again. They booed Jazz. So the Yankees booed him in the clubhouse and poured champagne on him, and it's good to win. It's good to win. Phil is in Mattawan, New Jersey. Phil, you got it.
Yo, Keith.
Yo.
What's going on, man?
You know, just...
First of all, I just want to say you're doing a wonderful job on the radio. I love listening to you.
Thank you.
I'm a younger Yankee fan. I'm about 19. I don't really remember 09. I remember it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you hear from these, you know, these baseball fans how, oh, the Yankees, you know, division series is all about World Series, it's all about World Series, but I appreciate, you know, a division series win. I appreciate winning in the playoffs, even if it's not, you know, the World Series every single year.
You should. It's part of the journey. I appreciate all the years that I remember watching the World Series. I appreciated every round. We celebrated every round.
Exactly. It matters. You know, especially the team across the town, but it's not about them. Right now, it's about the Yankees advancing to the CS. Four more wins onto the World Series. We got to get 28.
Thanks for the call, Phil. Exactly right. Like, bro, I remember in 2009, even tonight, I was like, why don't I pick up some champagne on the way? Just to have a little, taste. We'll do it after the ALCS. But I remember in my college house, we had cheap Andre champagne, and we had obviously kegs on deck for every round, the DS, the CS, obviously the World Series. And when we won the World Series, we sprayed champagne and it stained the ceiling. And then when the end of the year came and they gave us our like security deposit back, they gave us our transactions and all the stuff that they had to pay for. And it was like, you know, new paint, removing champagne from the ceiling. Ray is in Brooklyn. Ray, you're on the Fan.
Yo, Keith, my G, congratulations on the victory, being back in the ACL, ALCS for the fifth time, I believe, in 9 years, maybe 10. So congrats on that, bro. You already know. This is where we live. And the reason why I called, Keith, you prompted me to call is because you brought up a point, right, subtly about the Mets fans downplaying the Yankees getting to the LCS again. How is that even possible? First of all, why are they jocking us like that? Secondly, why can't they get our names out their mouth? You know what I'm saying, Paul?
It's a complex,
right,
you know?
Right. But so I got to keep a proper balance here for some of my people. Val in the Bronx, my boy Al from VK. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's really annoying when they do stuff like that. They can't enjoy the nice little run, right? By the way, I want all the smoke in the in the Subway Series if they make it there. But like I said, this is where we live, right? But they want to talk about free passes. Free pass? Nobody had more of a free pass than Milwaukee. Milwaukee has been in the playoffs the last 5 years.
Every time they fold up shop.
Keith, they hadn't won one playoff game in the last 5 years until they played the Mets, and they had the Mets sweating their asses off. So, like, you know, don't talk about free passes when it comes to the Yankees. Worry about yourself. You know, we'll be there. You just make sure you get there. We'll spank your little ass again, and we'll go up 2-0 in the Subway Series.
I like the energy, Ray, because it's time for a little bit of that. It's time for a little bit. Like, as another team is eliminated, it's time for a little bit of the rivalry to kick back in, just in case. The kumbaya, how could you not enjoy this Mets run? Like, chill with that right now, you know? And then even the converse, the other side, like Mets fans, oh, yeah, cakewalk to the CS. Or like, oh, this is what you're supposed to do. Don't minimize us. Don't minimize our run. Yeah, we know this is what we're supposed to do. We expect to be here. Y'all are surprised. That's why you're dancing in the streets after surviving the division series. Like, it's a little different on this side. It's a little different over here. Let's go to Bruce in Flushing on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith, a couple of points if I can. This team reminds me of the 2009 team where Stanton is playing the A-Rod role and Holmes is playing the A.J. Burnett role.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just at least as far as like what happens in the postseason, like that's right now, like that's how we're gonna remember these guys. Like the regular season doesn't matter. The way that they turn it on in the postseason and how they contribute in the postseason, like that is all anyone is going to care about.
Right, and I don't know about you, but when he brought Holmes in the eighth inning, I was screaming at the TV, Boone, are you crazy? You got good stuff out of Holmes. Why are you tempting fate? But he came through.
I'm right there with you. But I'm starting to adjust. Like, I gave it up to Clay last night, where now I'm kind of just like, okay. Like I have no recent reason to be mad at Clay or worried about Clay. I'm still praying for Clay, but I'm not like anybody but Clay. You know what I'm saying?
I understand, but I'm more comfortable with him in the fifth or sixth inning rather than in seventh or eighth.
I think because so they like I said, and this they love him, but like I remember saying, why do they think he's a high leverage guy? He is. He's a slow heartbeat guy. I think his personality. They must do some type of a psych test or psych evaluation on these guys to know who can do it or not. Now that they have Weaver as the closer, they're going to put Holmes in those spots that are closer-like spots, no matter whether it's the fifth, sixth, seventh inning, like just to get those outs.
I thought Harold Reynolds made a good point tonight on MLB Network. You probably didn't see it. He said, you think of the Yankees as the home run bashers, but this series, they were playing small ball. They were playing when Wells hit the grounder to move the runner to third base.
Productive out.
Right. And when Soto hit the single, but his intention was to hit the ground ball to move the runner over. And this is a different Yankee team that fans are not used to. We're used to big power, big scores. This is well-pitched games, make little plays, good defense to win the games. And that's how you win playoff games.
Thanks for the call, Bruce. Yeah, win however you can win. Like, that's why I said last night, win ugly. A win is a win is a win is a win. But wait till they do start hitting the ball. Like, wait till they do start mashing. In the game that they lost in Yankee Stadium to the Kansas City Royals, they hit some balls hard. There have been some hard-hit balls that have just been at them balls, right at them. There's a guy there. I just have this feeling that when they get back to Yankee Stadium, it's not going to be this tight, nervous, pressing. It's going to be like, oh, we're back home. Stadium is lit up. It's cold now. It's another level of like, you know, we're one of four teams still playing. The ghosts are activated. That's when, you know, the air's a little thinner. Like, that's when I think the ball's going to start flying out. And when they start hitting home runs and the Bronx Bombers are activated, like, that place is going to go insane. So that's what I'm looking for the next one. You had to grind it out, you know, a gritty little series against the Kansas City Royals, Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby Witt Jr., who batted under 200, had five hits. I wonder if they're going to bench Bobby Witt Jr. on opening day next year. Joe is in Centerport on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith. What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm good. Happy we won.
All right, man. Listen, ALCS, I'm super stoked. I was at Game 6, 1996. Yankees won. I was sitting in the bleachers. I ripped out my bleacher seat. I tried to leave the stadium with it. I was unsuccessful. I'm super stoked. I don't want to get any negative here, but we got to get Wells out of the cleanup spot. He's 2-for-16. He's got 5 Ks. Let's make a lineup adjustment. Let's get this going right. All right.
So what do you suggest? Moving Stanton up and then moving him?
Stand to four. Let's Jazz at 6. I don't know. Volpe at 7. You could put Wells at 7. Let's make this little adjustment. Why are we doing the same thing over and over and over? I know it's only 16 at bats, but he's 2-for-16. I can't. This is a cleanup hitter. We need more from here. Stanton's hot, man. Let's ride this baby.
I understand. I heard you, Joe. Good story and good thought. I'm trying to think. Like, you know, they're obviously trying to go righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty. I think we have seen Jazz bat cleanup. I know we definitely saw Verdugo bat cleanup, but nobody wants to see that again. I don't know. I don't think that they're going to change anything until they feel like they absolutely have to. You know what I'm saying? Like if we end up in a game 6 where like, hey, you know, he's been brutal, let's make the change. But right now they're probably going to say, you know, it was 1 week, he's a rookie. But like I told you in my open, This is the same rookie that struggled early on in the year, and people were like, I don't know about him. Trevino, then Trevino gets hurt, and he takes off. He's a hitter. He was profiled more as a hitter than a catcher. They're not going to put Trevino in. They're not going to put Trevino's bat in the lineup. But I understand it is a hole in the lineup in the cleanup spot right now with Austin Wells. So we'll see how it goes in probably the first couple games. and maybe they'll have to make a change, make a move. But you'd put a lefty bat there. I think it's maybe Jazz. I highly doubt it's Verdugo. But Jazz is another one, bro. Jazz went 0 for today with a strikeout. He should have been on first base. These umps, that's another thing. I can't stand the umpires because it's just standard for them to not be good. Like, it's just standard for them to miss calls and make up calls and it to be rangy. This guy didn't know where the high strike was. He didn't know where the outside strike was. The other guy last night wasn't good. And it's like, you were like, we watched the game and it's 2024, damn near 2025. Like, the automated strike zone has to be next year. Add it to the game. I think it'll add a flair. I got to see it live in Seattle last year. I know they've been testing it in the minors. It adds an element of suspense. Like, it adds like a play is under review, right? When the players can challenge, like, all right, if you know that when Jazz should have worked the walk and ended up striking out, if Jazz could have used his challenge to be like, no, let's challenge that. Then they show us on the big screen a review, and it looks like, you know, it looks like the Yes Network slow-mo, you know, camera turns and shows you where the ball hits in the strike zone. And then you get the verdict, whether it's a ball or strike, like that, I don't know. But they're too worried about pace of play. But I'm not worried about pace of play. I'd much rather see the balls and strikes be called correctly, especially when they affect games that decide the series. Either way, the Yankees clinch. It is what it is. Rocco is in Saratoga. Rocco, you're on the Fan.
The Yankees win. Yankees win. Oh, yeah.
You know it.
Keith, bro, the Yankees won. With their, hey, Derek was on top of his game, Cy Young form. And Weaver, he was channeling Mariano. He's been channeling Mariano. Unreal. Clay Holmes might have got his bowling ball sinker back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right. The pressure's off of him. He's not the closer. So now he could relax and throw that heavy ball, right? Nice. And Stanton, he warms up. He's more focused in the playoffs. I don't know what it is, but he knows every.
Been there, done that. He came here, he said, yeah. This is what he's here for.
You know it, Keith. Hey, you were talking about me, right? 40 years ago, 64 was mm-hmm. my first series against mm-hmm. the Cardinals that I can remember. Bob Gibson was too good. They lost in seven games. Yogi was the manager. The 1 year he managed, and then they fired him, and they hired the St. Louis manager, Johnny Keene, who beat the Yanks. Is that crazy? And yeah. Then Keene died. He died. Is that nuts? So then, yeah, new manager. But those were lean years after that, Keith. Let me tell you, those late 60s, early 70s, lean years. So I've been there, done that. And then, yeah, I got all the championships in the 70s, sweet. Back-to-back, 77, 78, you know, and then we were lean again all the way until the 90s. So, right? We're back, Keith. We are back.
It's good to be back, Rocco. George Brett is back home, too. George Brett is already at the crib sleeping right now. He's done. We don't have to do that anymore. Bob Costas is back to doing whatever he's doing. I'm pretty sure we don't have Bob Costas for the ALCS. I'll double check that and I'll get the ALCS schedule for you guys. It's great, man. You know, like Rocco said, he saw Bob Gibson. Like, what? It's great for the Yankee fans that have watched the Yankees all of these years get to the top of the mound or at least get close to the top. And as much as we kill Brian Cashman, as much as we kill Hal Steinbrenner, here we are again, folks. So, like, applause is due. Tipping your cap is due. You don't have to go out of your way to give them a pat on the back yet. Job's not done. Job finished. Job's not finished. But like, come on. We went 82-80 last year, and then they said that they're hell bent on being a champion. They're in the American League Championship Series, and it'll return to the Bronx on October 14th at 7:37 p.m. on Monday. Tuesday will be Game 2 at 7:37 p.m. as well. I'm going to both those games. I have to. I can't. It's like nerve-wracking. Even watching the Kansas City, like the away games, it's just different. It's different than being in there and like feeling the energy. Like I also feel like that it's going to be different in the championship series. It's going to be different in the championship series. It's not the first couple games they played. They're not going to be as tight. And then also, I need to get out of my mind going there in 2022 and getting swept by the Astros. I need that erased. I need the redemption. Selfishly, I want it. I need it. Moose is in Jamaica on the Fan. Hello, Moose.
What's good, Keith? What'd it do?
You know, hanging out, talking about the Yankees.
Bro, this is why we are fans. This is why we live and die with every pitch in a game in May.
Yep.
But well, like you said, it's not game. It's not job finished. It's just another step in the progress. But I was with you, bro. I was like not even tripping. Cole, like, you know, Glaber swinging on the first pitch, hitting a double early in the count, Soto singling home. Like, you can easily tell those first two hitters are like, we're getting Cole a lead so he can absolutely fastball.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No worries.
Like, I had no worries, bro. I went and watched a hockey game and was watching on my phone 9 rows back from the ice.
Like, I was actually helping my boy from the UK who's only been playing Madden for like 5 years. I was helping him lab plays and, like, you know, just the occasional. Ironically, he's a school teacher by day, but I'm putting him on to Madden. He fell in love with the NFL game, even though he's from London. But old times playing soccer together. But so yeah, that's what it is. And like I almost want to apologize to Yankees Twitter for telling them. I said in the off season, I felt like we needed to sign Blake Snell to have a deep run in the postseason. This is not necessarily a deep run. A deep run at this point with the number one seed would be making it to the World Series. But, like, as you said, and everybody sort of knows, and I guess why Mets fans are saying we have a free pass, it really is no excuse to at least make the World Series. But we can't count our chickens before they hatch, and we have to get her done. And I'm glad to see that the Yankees are hitting with runners in scoring position on 2 outs and 2 strikes.
They had a week off. They had to get going again. Thanks for the call, Moose. No apologies to Yankees Twitter, because some of y'all are crazy. No apologies. But I understand, like, Cole goes down, right? And this is what we should be doing. We should be reflecting and going back to spring training. Cole goes down, and it is panic time. And Blake Snell is still out there, and there was a rumor that Blake Snell was offered 6 years, $150 million, and we're like, yo, get him. Don't need him. Look at the year Jordan Montgomery had. Don't need him. Cole is fine. Cole is Cole. You know, Cole was rolling in those first couple innings. 2 strikeouts in the first inning. He was getting the flyouts. I was looking at his pitch count. I'm in Prudential Center. Like, this is good. This is good. I'm like, Cole's going to go 7. Cole's going to go 7. What was I telling y'all the last couple nights? I'm like, our starting pitchers haven't gone deep enough in the game. It's not good enough. And it's not going to be good enough. Eventually, like, that can't be the way. That can't be the case. It's going to come back to bite us. We can't keep going to everybody in the bullpen, showing everybody in the bullpen, or expecting everybody in the bullpen to give up nothing. Like, that is an awesome series by Aaron Boone, Matt Blake, Mike Harkey, and the Yankees bullpen. That is an awesome series where they gave up zilch, 0, nada, a goose egg. Locked it down, right? I was worried this whole series Bobby Witt Jr. was going to get after us. Tommy Pham tried. Bye-bye, Tommy. See you on the next team. He tried today. He damn sure tried. But here we are. The Yankees are in the American League Championship Series. And, you know, Moose was just talking about what's a deep run. A deep run is going to Game 6-7 of the Championship Series. But it ain't even got to be Game 6-7. Why can't it be Yankees in 5? Or Yankees in 4? Oh, who knows? Who knows, man? Who knows? I think that they are confident, obviously, because you got someone like Jazz Chisholm talking about speaking it into existence. The Royals did get lucky. That they had one lucky win where the Yankees had two runs, like, couldn't score, you know, and a lot of, they literally did get lucky that game. When you look back at it, I was at that game. I'm like, there were so many balls that were lined up that were hit hard that were just right at guys. So that luck isn't going to be, you know, present all the time. So here we go, American League Championship Series. And yes, it'll be on Fox and FS1. So I guess we got to deal with John Schmoltz, Ed Davis, who, I don't know. But whatever, at least we don't have to keep talking about Bob Costas. Jeff is in New Mexico on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith. Just wanted to give a shout out to the Yankees. I also point out, as a longtime Mets fan, my best friend is a Yankees fan, and he was telling me before tonight's game that he thinks that the Mets and Yankees were to match up in the World Series, big hypothetical that the Mets would win because of the role they're on. And I said, you know, if the Yankees get to the World Series, that means that whatever struggles they've had, they have succumbed that, right? And I was watching tonight's game, and I was actually really impressed with the Yankees because somebody compared them to 2009. I look at them more as to the team from the mid-late 90s. And they just do, they're at the plate, they're aggressive when they need to be, and they're patient when they have to be. And they have a 2.5 team ERA, which is the best in the postseason, ignoring Orioles from two games. I think they're in position to win and get into the World Series. I don't think that Detroit or the Guardians are going to pose much of a threat to the Yankees. As long as they maintain the progress they're going right now, the way they're playing, the way they're patient at the plate, watching Weaver and Holmes, I mean, that is a good 1-2 punch for the eighth and ninth inning. So I'm actually really excited to see what the Yankees are going to do. And I would love a Subway Series. Of course, I'll root for the Mets. But I really do respect the Yankees. And I just want the Mets fans to kind of chill a little bit because they are a good team. I know they struggled. But I kind of see them meshing. And I just wanted to point that out as a Mets fan that I'm liking what I'm seeing with the Yankees.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. Yeah, I mean, Mets fans do got to chill, but it's hard to tell a Met fan to chill right now. They're not used to being here. Like, the whole act like you've been here, can't act like something you did never, like, you can't do that. And the regular season is not the postseason. So sweeping the Yankees in four games in the regular season has nothing to do with the matchup, you know, a potential Subway Series. I said, don't call me and talk about the Subway Series. But, you know, if we did have it, the Yankees would have home field advantage. They're not the sixth seed. They're the one seed. And, I mean, I don't know, not for nothing. Like, let's see, guys got to stay healthy still. Games have to be played. Guys can get hit by a pitch and be out. Guys can come up lame running the bases. Those things happen, alter series. But for the Yankees, I think that they have broken through the, you know, first couple games that were just pressure-filled and nervousness. And, you know, the Mets have been road warriors and nine lives and resilient and playing every day and no break. I think now that the Yankees have gotten over the hump of like, okay, we had a week off and now we've gotten into some battles. Now, yes, Jeff, they are meshing. They are starting to get back to doing what they're supposed to do. Only four strikeouts today. Should have been three because Jazz should have been on first base, shouldn't have struck out. So I'm only going to say really three strikeouts today. Five walks, eight hits. And with Cole on the mound, I told you last night, like there's just a different vibe and energy with Cole. Completely different than like a Carlos Rodon. With Carlos Rodon, it's like you're in the car with a bad Uber driver where like he hits a bump, he cuts somebody off right away, and you're like, whoa, this like we'll probably reach our destination, but this is gonna be shaky. With Cole, it's like you jump in a car with an Uber driver that's got 50,000 rides. This guy's got a nice clean car. You feel safe. He's abiding by all the traffic rules, and he's gonna get you to your destination, so you're comfortable. And that's how the Yankees play when Cole is on the mound. Like, even I think Jeff might have said it, or maybe Moose said it, like the fact that they put that one up in the first inning. I'm in Prudential Center, and the lady next to me, what's the score? I said 1-0. People were surprised. Oh, the Yankees scored already? Yeah. Shout out to Forge, who was sitting two seats next to me. And his daughter's like, what's the score? He's like, I don't think there is a score. I said, no, it's one nothing. And everyone's like, yeah. Because it's an elimination game with Garrett Cole on the mound. You give Cole a one-run lead. Cole is putting up zeros until the sixth inning. And by then, Yankees are already up 3-0. Yankees up 3-0. The Devils game is ending. Devils fans are walking out like, yeah, we're good. So, man, a great night. The Yankees win. And you see the captain break out. You see the captain have better at bats. You see the captain hit. All right, no extra base hits. There it is, double. All right, steals a base. Working walks, better at bats. They have better at bats. Not too many, you know, strikeouts, chasing pitches. Let's see, runners in scoring position. 3-for-10 with runners in scoring position. 7 left on base. But all in all, you go Cole, seven innings, to Clay Holmes. Clay Holmes, who did Clay Holmes ring up? Mikel Garcia, 98-mile-an-hour four-seam fastball. Bye-bye, sit down. He's the same one on Twitter making fun of Rodon. Like, don't celebrate too early. Don't celebrate at all. How about you go to the crib and make sure you pack up your locker before you go. Lou and Astoria on the fan before we go to break. What's up, Lou?
Keith, buddy, how are you, my friend?
I'm good because the Yankees are going to the American League Championship. Yeah,
I feel good about the Yankees. Listen, I'm excited, but you know what? You got to understand that if Kansas City walked eight batters from the Yankees and one was eight, one was nine, and we come out and win, okay, and that was pretty close. I mean, any other team, I don't know if that would have happened. Now, this is my problem. Houston Worldman was in with BT and Sal. And Sal right away told him, I said, listen, something's got to go on with Judge. He has to produce because right now the Yankees are not going to go all the way unless he does something. Then Houston came out and said, oh, how about Bobby Witch? He's the best player. What has he done? What he's done is that when he played Baltimore, he was responsible for getting two hits and RBI to put him in a stage to play against the Yankees. That's a big, you know, I don't understand why they didn't bring that up. But you know what I'm saying? George has to be the player that he is. I know you're excited right now because he had a double today. You have to goddamn go to the plate and produce. I mean, Stanton, I don't trust very much. I know you like him. I mean, you know, if it wasn't because of Stanton, I'm in shock. I love it. He even had a walk, I mean, and then he stole a base. That was incredible. I think that unless you have a designated runner, Stanton doesn't belong, but hey, I take it. I'm very happy what's going on. And by the way, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to put you in the spot right now. Okay? Who is the best player in New York right now, baseball player?
Thanks for the call, Lou. Obviously, the best baseball player in New York. A guy 2 weeks ago I was telling you deserves to be called a king of New York and is a king of his kingdom for what he did for Mets fans on that Monday, two Mondays ago. Or was it last Monday? The time is so weird now. Yeah, it was the 30th. It was last Monday. It seems like it was 2 weeks ago. It's now Friday. Francisco Lindor. He's a dog. He's stone cold. He's clutch. He's unfazed. Talk about job not finished. He's rounding the bases. He's not celebrating because the game wasn't over. And he's just done it over and over again. He does it with his glove. He does it with his communication to his teammates and his bat. But let's go back to what you said about Judge. We know Judge has to come through. That's by design. He's the MVP. He broke through today, which leads me to believe he's going to be better in the championship series. Bobby Witt Jr., what he did in the wild card round has nothing to do with what he did in the division series. That's why Susan brought it up, right? Because there was at least 2 months to end this season where people were saying, oh, well, Bobby Witt Jr. is on Judge's heels. It's not a guarantee that Judge wins the MVP. Yes, it is. But Bobby Witt Jr., like I told you, I was watching this whole series thinking Bobby Witt Jr. was going to hit doubles and triples and home runs because I saw him do it all year. He did not. But that's why I made that joke. Oh, you know, Bobby Witt Jr. didn't kill it in this series and they lost. I guess they'll bench him on opening day. They can't bench him in the ALCS. No, they're not going to bench their MVP, one of their highest or their highest paid player, one of their best players. But we know your best players have to perform for you to win. Your marginal players, your role players, it can't overcome that. And what are you talking about? You don't trust Stanton. I got all the trust in the world in Stanton when it comes to now, October. Look what he did back-to-back days. Look what he did the whole series. He's postseason proven. Good to have him. Good to have him. I'm waiting for Juan Soto to really have some moments. I'm waiting for Jazz to have a moment. Not a home run in a game we lose. Verdugo, Volpe. I'm telling you, bet on Volpe. It's coming. 888-808-1019. We'll do the Casamigos big shot of the night. When we come back from this break, call me up. We're going to continue talking Yankees. Keith McPherson on the fan till 2 a.m.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.